If you have hyperthyroidism or Hashimoto's and are looking to save your thyroid, then you might want to take the 60-second Save My Thyroid quiz to find out how likely it is that you can save your thyroid. Upon completing the quiz, you will receive your thyroid saving score and a free report explaining your unique results, along with some things you can do to regain your health. To take the quiz, visit savemythyroid.com/quiz.
Hey, this is Dr. Eric. And in this Q&A episode, I am going to answer the question, can reishi and cordyceps benefit those with Graves' disease and Hashimoto's? And this is actually based on a recent blog post I wrote on medicinal mushrooms, as there is controversy over whether mushrooms can be beneficial or harmful to those with thyroid autoimmunity. And so what I figured I'd do is discuss this in this Q&A episode. So I'm on my website, naturalendocrinesolutions.com. I'm referring to the blog post that was released on September 15th of 2022. And the title, The Role of Medicinal Mushrooms in Graves' Disease and Hashimoto's. And it talks about numerous mushrooms, but in this Q&A episode, I'm focusing on two of them, reishi, which is also known as Ganoderma lucidum, as well as cordyceps, and specifically the species Cordyceps sinensis. Both of these have some wonderful benefits. I mean, really, all the mushrooms that I discussed in this blog post have some great benefits. But with reishi, it's widely used for the prevention and treatment of gastric cancer, hypertension, arthritis, hepatotoxicity, diabetes, asthma, nephrosis, and immunological disorders. And on my blog post, I include references, so plenty of references that you could look into if you want to. And then as far as how reishi can potentially benefit people with Graves' disease and Hashimoto's, so in a previous episode, I discussed Th17 cells and regulatory T cells, also known as Tregs. So Th17 cells promote autoimmunity, and regulatory T cells help to keep autoimmunity in check. And a number of different studies show that reishi can help with the Th17 regulatory T cell balance. So again, helps to decrease Th17 cells, increase regulatory T cells, which is great. So that's how reishi can benefit thyroid autoimmunity. And then there's, again, Cordyceps sinensis. Again, there's other studies, but Cordyceps sinensis, the most documented one. And research shows that its properties include anti-aging, reparative, anti-cancer, anti-inflammatory, and also acts as an antioxidant. And so there was one study that showed that Cordyceps sinensis had a protective effect on rats with gastric damage. Another showed that it can benefit the kidneys. And as far as the immune system, so one study showed that Cordyceps sinensis reduced interleukin-17, and interleukin-17 is secreted by Th17 cells. So essentially, it's decreasing Th17 cells, which again promote autoimmunity. And then another study showed that it can increase the antioxidant called superoxide dismutase. But then the most interesting study involving Cordyceps sinensis is a journal article that looked at the effects of this mushroom on autoimmune thyroid disease. And it included 44 patients with Graves' disease and 56 patients with Hashimoto's. And the study showed that at the end of treatment in the Graves' disease patients, TPO antibodies, also known as thyroid peroxidase antibodies, as well as TSH receptor antibodies decreased by 40.06% and 46.94% of baseline. And then in the Hashimoto's patients, they tested the TPO antibodies and anti-thyroglobulin antibodies, and these decreased by 51.30% and 39.49% of baseline. So very impressive. And so really, I think both of these mushrooms could be beneficial in people with thyroid autoimmunity. And these other mushrooms are wonderful too. So I definitely would check out the entire blog post. But like I said, I'm focusing on these two specifically. Now, I will say that there's been controversy over the safety of mushrooms. The concern is that they're labeled as being immunostimulatory. And this is more so for the mushroom extracts, not necessarily eating mushrooms, but taking mushrooms in supplement form. Some are concerned that they stimulate the immune system and as a result might exacerbate the autoimmune response in people with different types of autoimmune conditions, including Graves' disease and Hashimoto's. However, the research that I presented shows that these mushrooms, at least the ones I've researched, help to balance regulatory T cells and Th17. Now, there might be others that I didn't research which could be harmful, but I'll compare this to an herb, echinacea, which you probably are familiar with. It's a well-known herb. And a lot of practitioners don't recommend this for autoimmunity just because they're concerned that it will boost the immune system, stimulate the immune system, and worsen things. And I'll admit, I don't recommend echinacea to my patients. I'm not saying it's something I recommend, but it's not because I'm concerned necessarily about it aggravating the autoimmune response. It's just that there's a lot of supplements. There's supplements that I don't recommend to people just because I don't want them to take too many things. But there are practitioners that label echinacea more as immunomodulatory. Same thing with mushroom extracts. You know, some will say it's immunostimulatory. Some say it's immunomodulatory. Kerry Bone, a well-known herbalist who has written numerous textbooks, he recommends echinacea to, I think, all of his autoimmune patients, from what I understand. And he wouldn't be doing that if it made things worse. And so medicinal mushrooms, especially the ones that I mentioned, reishi and cordyceps, again, it does seem to decrease those Th17 cells, increase those regulatory T cells. That being said, always listen to your body. So everyone is different. So if you take anything, whether it's an herb or even a nutrient, and you just don't feel right, then listen to your body. So same thing with mushroom extracts. You know, from what I've researched, I have seen that it can benefit people with these autoimmune conditions, with Graves, Hashimoto's, as well as others. But if you happen to take them or anything else, and if you don't feel right, then once again, listen to your body. One of the reasons why I decided to research medicinal mushrooms is because I work with a lot of people who have Graves' disease and Hashimoto's. But another reason is because I have a new supplement line, and one of the first products I released has some mushroom extracts, specifically reishi and cordyceps. It's called Hepatoimmune, and it can help to support both the liver and immune system. And for those who are interested in learning more about this, you could visit savemythyroid.com/shop, and I'll also include a link in the show notes. So that's my response to the question, can reishi and cordyceps benefit those with Graves' disease and Hashimoto's? From the research I've done, the answer is yes. But once again, keep in mind that everyone is different, and when it comes to supplementation, there is no supplement that fits everyone perfectly. I hope you found this Q&A episode to be valuable, and I look forward to catching you in the next episode.
Thank you for listening to the Save My Thyroid podcast. If you haven't done so already, make sure you hit subscribe to stay up to date on the latest thyroid health-related topics. And to get your free thyroid and immune health restoration action points checklist, visit SaveMyThyroidChecklist.com. Thanks so much for tuning in.
I want to let you know about a product called Hepatoimmune Supreme, which is a unique supplement that has a rare combination of N-acetylcysteine, also known as NAC, milk thistle, and schisandra to support the liver. And it also has a few mushrooms that can help support the immune system, including cordyceps, which has both immune modulating and adaptogenic properties and is great for those with Graves' disease and Hashimoto's. To learn more about Hepatoimmune Supreme, visit SaveMyThyroid.com/liver support.